The Texas legislature is battling over property tax relief. This is June 2nd, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
I'm Brandon Waltons, filling in for Michael Quinn Sullivan. The House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. voted to raise the debt ceiling, but first. Despite the fact that the Texas House has packed up and left town, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Senate will not accept their take-it-or-leave-it property tax relief plan. Hours after the regular legislative session ended on Monday evening, Governor Greg Abbott called lawmakers back for the first of several special sessions, this one dealing with border security and property tax relief. The two chambers have been at odds all year, however, on their approach to property tax relief. While the House has advocated for stronger appraisal caps, the Senate has supported an increase to the homestead exemption. Abbott's plan, which he has increasingly embraced this week, shuns both approaches and instead would use funds from the state to help buy down or compress local school property taxes. On Tuesday, the House passed a bill to do just that. They then adjourned sine die that day, which means that they will not return for the remainder of the special session, a move meant to squeeze the Senate into accepting their proposal. Lieutenant Governor Patrick has been steadfast in his determination to have a homestead exemption increase as part of any property tax relief deal. Writing on Twitter, he said, "If the House thinks after abandoning the Capitol and walking out on the special session, the Senate is going to pass their take-it-or-leave-it property tax bill without a homestead exemption, they are mistaken." Although the U.S. House overwhelmingly voted 314 to 117 to raise the debt ceiling, 14 House Republicans from Texas voted against the measure. After weeks of negotiation between President Joe Biden and House Republicans, an agreement was reached to address the debt ceiling by rescinding about $30 billion in unspent COVID relief funds and about $14 billion in IRS funding. On Wednesday evening, 14 members of Texas's delegation voted against the bill, saying the deal violated an agreement to reduce federal spending when they agreed to vote for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Those members include Chip Roy, Michael Cloud, Wesley Hunt, John Carter, Ronnie Jackson, Tony Gonzalez, Nathaniel Moran, Beth Van Dyne, Pete Sessions, Morgan Luttrell, Lance Gooden, Pat Fallon, and Randy Weber. Horizon Unitarian Universalist Church in Carrollton, Texas, is partnering with Carrollton Pride to host several events during the month of June, with the first couple of events announced aimed at children and teens. To kick off June's Pride Month, the church is hosting a, quote, teen pre-Pride night, where teens will decorate the church for their 2023 Carrollton Pride Day the following day. The church is inviting all high schoolers, as long as they're either a part of the LGBTQ+ community or have identified themselves as straight allies of that community. Austin Griesinger, the policy director for Texas Family Project, says events like this aim at bringing sexuality to the absolute forefront, with a focus on kids and teenagers, and are disturbing. It is appalling that any church of any denomination would invest their resources in something like this. It's currently unclear as to whether this event will feature sexually charged drag-style performances. However, last year's Pride events across the state included drag performances while allowing children to be in attendance.
Most politicians are lying to you. I know because I've been behind the curtain. Join me, Jeff Kaysen, as I tell you the truth about what's really happening behind closed doors on my podcast, Backroom Access. Listen weekly wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Amid the Texas Education Agency's takeover of the Houston Independent School District, the agency has chosen former Dallas ISD Superintendent Mike Miles to lead the district. In 2019, Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath ordered that TEA take over HISD after Phyllis Wheatley High School received a failing grade on the state's evaluation of schools for 7 consecutive years. It was also uncovered through state investigations that there was evidence of malfeasance among the Board of Trustees and other district staff. The board and a number of teachers sued the TEA to stop the takeover, but in January of this year, the Texas Supreme Court dismissed the injunction allowing a board of managers to assume control of the district. Before Miles was chosen, he previously was listed as the CEO of an education company called Third Future Schools, whose main mission, they say, is to improve failing schools. I've worked with a number of school districts, including Ector ISD, Midland ISD, and Austin ISD. Miles also worked for Dallas ISD as the superintendent from 2012 before resigning in 2015. You can check out the details of these stories mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sully Rice, Emily Wilkerson, and myself. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.